It all started at Mopon Youth Club during an arts live rehearsal. We started chatting, and I asked him if he wanted to come for a kickabout with a few of us after. And then before you know it, we were hanging out practically every day, either outside playing football or at mine playing video games, ordering pizza and eating way too many snacks. Over 20 years later, honestly, not much has changed, apart from the fact that Andreas no longer has a ponytail.
An extra £20.
It's actually quite strange referring to the groom as Andreas. I've always known him as Dougal, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I've known other people with nicknames before, but there have actually been occasions when I've spoken to someone and referred to Andreas, and they've had literally no clue who I was talking about. Dougal, you're like a brother to me, and we've had some awesome times together. One of the most significant was obviously Dumbass. For those of you who don't know, that's the band we're in together. Highlights were recording our album down at Sam's Hall's place, and the album launch gig at St. James's, where we all dressed up as Mexicans. We've been on holiday to Florida, where we ate sandwiches bigger than our arms, to the Algarve, where we drank way too much, chocolate milk. And we've also been to places like Munich and Vegas, but they're probably holidays we should talk about later at the bar once the youngsters are asleep. After all this time, there's still one question I want to ask you, and only a select few people here will know what I'm talking about, so I'll explain the story later. But are you sure you definitely don't have the mayonnaise?
I have known Andreas for almost 20 years since we first worked together when my boss Rupert asked me to show the new guy the ropes, which included office phone rocket fights, late night office chair racing when the boss had gone home. Little did I know that ponytailed, extreme centre parting, goat bearded gimp would become one of my best friends.
I was hoping you'd still say that.
We have done a lot together over the years, including snowboarding in Switzerland. I've never seen someone get so angry with a mountain before. Stupid mountain. I always remember the little ladybird bib you wore at dinner time in Switzerland. On the same trip, we cleared the restaurant out of free limoncello, which may be the real reason why you don't drink anymore. We watched a lot of surreal comedy, The Mighty Boosh, and played a lot of pool at home. His new fancy dress was the green-faced hitcher, complete with solo polo vision, which was equaled by my own Papa Lazarou with full makeup. I think you know where that went. We have a photo along with others, but more of that later. We lived together for 7 years, which is a long time, and still be talking at the end of that, let alone working together for 15 years. Andreas used to be in a garage practicing at full volume once a week, so needless to say, that was the night I went out for dinner, at least one parish away. My neighbours weren't so lucky, but at least they got a free gig out of it. We went from daily takeaways to learning to cook real meals with vegetables and everything, sometimes even having them ready before 10 o'clock at night. One thing though, Andreas, we'd always have to follow the instructions with the menu. He could never freestyle anything. So if there was no light soy Chinese, but we have dark, can't do the recipe. We need what it says. If it's not there, we can't have it. Hopefully with age, he is relaxed. Thankfully, I have never experienced one of Andreas's legendary Dutch ovens. Tasha, if you need any advice on living with Andreas, please don't ask me, as I'm still trying to get the hair out of the plug hole and work out how anyone can spend over 30 minutes in the shower every day, even though he works in an office.
Okay, so to give you an idea of what Andreas was like from a young age, even before Russell and I knew him, we managed to get hold of one of his school report cards.
Graphic design. Andreas struggles with the difference between inches and millimeters. So a career in design of any type should be avoided at all costs.
Music. If Andreas spent as much time playing with his guitar as he does playing with himself, he may be good enough to one day join a cover band.
P.E. We're convinced he doesn't own a full kit, as he never wears more than a single piece of the correct kit at any time. Still, the lack of clothing doesn't put him off, only his opponents. Also, he's still missing a left foot during football.
Home economics. Andreas has no interest in cooking anything other than barbecue food and won't let anyone else near the grill. Also, he keeps giggling every time someone says sausage.
Art and history. Andreas keeps drawing penises in all the history books. However, he does show a lot of ponytail. I mean, potential.
Okay, so we feel a little upstage now, but before we go any further, we've got a little treat for you all. Our glamorous assistant, Swanee, if you'd be so kind, my dear. Hey! Round of applause for Swanee. He's going to hand out some photos from the Andreas archives. Will you get Ponytail Dougal, Dirty Man Dougal, or even the rare Smiling Dougal? Yeah, just chuck them around anywhere, it's cool. We can pass them around after.
I'm sure you've got his report, not mine.
Feel free to pass these around to each table. There's a different image on each one.
You don't even know what pictures they do.
You got some this way as well.
Remember that one from these, don't you? There's some brilliant ones in there. Hey, Dougal! Yes! Good time. Swanee,
you on
your
top table.
Top dog.
Do
you remember when we did the pirate?
Yeah,
the island
top.
Stu's got that one
where
you
did
with
it.
Will you gone beer?
There should be a couple
of
top table, maybe.
Oh, classic. I don't even know if you remember that one. Yeah. It was in my bedroom, yeah.
That was mine.
Yeah, you were crouched behind him on the bed. There's another picture of you looking around him.
Was that you? Was that your hand?
Yeah, it was Chris behind him in my bedroom. Right, no, I think I was taking a picture. Yeah, right, let's go.
Okay, let's carry on. Andreas and Tasha met 4 years ago on the dating website playtrueoffish.com. Looking on my website, for research purposes only, Kate, it has a chemistry predictor which measures several things, including...
self-confidence. Andreas enjoys playing guitar and has been in several bands. A perfectionist, always worrying if people who have been drinking all day can tell us something slightly out of tune or not in time. So no pressure, but expect an amazing first dance.
Family orientation. Generally sat on his ass, facing the TV, playing Xbox.
Self-control. He is house-trained, which we know Tasha appreciates, even if he forgets to open the window afterwards.
Easygoingness. Andreas finds it hard to relax. He can take anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes to decide if it's a number one or a number two.
Ten months later, before Tasha even had a chance to really think about what she was doing, a house purchase had gone through and they were moving in together. They're both very creative and resourceful and have been making home improvements ever since. They're still looking for a new glass table. They share their house with their two cats, Odie and Loki.
Andreas asked Tasha to be Mrs. Dougal in December 2016, and she obviously said yes, otherwise we wouldn't be here today. That was even after living in him for half a year, 24 hours a day.
Tasha, you look beautiful today. Yeah, give it up. And all the bridesmaids, you look stunning too. Thank you for taking care of Tasha on her hen do and for making sure she has a perfect day today.
Andreas, you look beautiful today as well.
Yeah!
Just one question. Where's the hoodie? A big thank you to all the ushers. Who at least washed and shaved. Well, mostly.
Tasha, you're lucky to have a guy like Andreas. He's one of the most genuine guys we know who always wears his heart on his sleeve. He's caring, generous, and understanding, and we're all lucky that his arse hasn't come out today into these photos.
Yet. Still time.
Andreas, you are lucky to have a woman like Tasha, a woman who's kind, beautiful, thoughtful, and more importantly, a woman who will put up with you.
Normally, at this point in the speech, we would recite a heartfelt and sentimental quote to inspire the happy couple for their future journey together, but that's not us.
It's not us, but we'll give it a go. We're all a little weird, and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them and fall into a mutual, satisfying weirdness and call it love. True love.
Okay, it gives us immense pleasure to invite you all to be standard. Stand, just stand.
And raise your glasses in a toast for Andreas and Natasha, Mr. and Mrs. Dublard.
Cheers, guys. That wasn't
bad, was it? Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Now it gets serious. He's got his serious face on. Here we go. Here's your groomsman. Your groom. I said groomsman. I meant groom. I had to correct it before we start.
Hi, everyone. Oh, blimey. Sorry. Hey. Thank you, Colin, James, Russ, Stephanie, Emily, and Kimberly, for your speeches, all of which had the perfect mix of heartwarming words and embarrassment at Tasha's and my expense. So, hello everyone, on behalf of my wife and I. We would like to welcome you all to our special day. We're thrilled to have so many of our family and close friends surrounding us today. We know some of you have traveled as far away as Singapore to be here to share this day with us. Nick and Heather. We can honestly say it wouldn't be the same without all of you being here. Unfortunately, it's not possible to have everyone we love here with us today. Tasha's nanny and papa, my dad David, my brothers Ian and Kelvin, to name but a few. We know they're here with us in spirit though, and they're not only in our thoughts today, but more importantly, they're with us in our hearts. So with them in mind, could I please ask you all to join my wife and I and raise a toast to those who are gone but not forgotten, to absent family and friends. Cheers. Before I get on to the main topic of talking about my wife, there are a few people I would like to thank. To my father and mother-in-law, Colin and Jenny, I'd like to thank you both for welcoming me into your family and for your love and support. You have made me feel like part of the family from the first day we met. Tash and I would also like to say a big thank you for your generosity and helping us with all the wedding preparations and planning. I've never really said thank you for raising such a beautiful, loving, sometimes stubborn daughter. And of course, for letting me have her hand in marriage. I can assure you both that her happiness is so important to me, and I promise to do you both proud. Mum, and of course Dad, what can I say but thank you? Without the two of you, I couldn't have been standing here as the man I am today, and I certainly wouldn't be as happy had it not been for your many years of love and support. You've always allowed me to make my own decisions in life and have always been there to pick up the pieces when it's fallen apart. Beyond bringing me into this world, you've molded me into the person I am today. I'm proud to be your son, and I love you more than these words can possibly express. Right? Could I please ask you all to join my wife and I to raise a toast to the parents and family. To the parents and family. Oh, sorry. We do have some gifts that we'd like to give you. There's a few, Mum. Oh, sorry. These ones here.
That one there.
This one.
Yep.
Colin, this for you as well, mate. Okay. Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you. Now it brings me on to the maid of honour, Jess, and bridesmaids, Kimberly, Victoria, Natalie, and Annetta. I know all of you will agree with me when I say how beautiful they all look. First off, I'd like to thank you for getting Tash to the church in one piece and on time, kinda-ish. You've done an awesome job. I know Tasha would like to thank each one of you for supporting her and helping her with the planning of the wedding. You guys have been incredible and have played a big part in making this the dream day it has turned out to be. I know Tasha's already given you some gifts this morning as a token of our appreciation. Again, if we could all raise our glasses for the maid of honour and bridesmaids. So do a little taste. Right, you two. Jesus. I'm not sure you guys deserve a thank you after your speeches. For you who don't know them, they both love to make up stories from their own imaginations, as you've clearly heard. I'd like to thank my two best men, James and Russ. I've known James for over 20 years, and Russ for almost 20 years. It's a shame that our maturity struggles to hit double figures when we're together. Long may it continue. I wouldn't change you guys for the world. I've known James since secondary school. And again, I'm probably going to go over all ground here, and used to go to the same youth club. And again, we both share similar interests in football, gaming, and music. We also played in a couple of bands together. Also, can't forget about all the funny stuff we've done over the years, including the lads' holidays, like you mentioned, Las Vegas and the Algarve. Shame we lost the SD card. That man over there with his hands up. I first met Russ when I started at Nigel Bigger & Partners. Russ was, of course, the office joker, and still is to this day. We became really good friends pretty soon after I started working, and again, we shared a similar sense of humour and a love for gaming, and lived with him for 7 years. And I guess I'll give you a bit of an apology for couldn't have been easy for you when we had the grindcore heavy metal band playing in the garage, and I should say upsetting the neighbours. But these guys are incredible. Not only have you both been great friends, you've been like family, supporting me, especially when times have been tough. I couldn't have asked for two better best men. And Tash also says thank you for not destroying me on my stag day as well. Moving on to the rest of my crew, the very dashing ushers, a huge thanks to Chris on my left here, James's brother, who's not only one of my ushers, but is also acting as Toastmaster for the day. I've known Chris since secondary school, like with James, and again, we've played in various bands together as well. Also, huge thanks to the one and only Swanee, who I was half expecting to be dressed up in a gimp suit today. Thanks for making the day run smoothly and making sure everyone was where they needed to be. So I suppose we should give you guys a toast. Could you raise your glasses, please, for the best men and ushers? Cheers. Cheers, mate.
You're too late.
We have a few other people to thank. Father Paul, unfortunately, he's not been able to join us this evening, but he really made our day unique and very special, and just would like to thank him so much. And we did have a gift to give him, but we'll see him. So thank you, Father Paul. Lee Saunter, for his magical fingers on the organ. We loved what you did with the song arrangements today. We've got you a small gift, so if you'd like to come up, promise it's nothing rude. Well.
Thank you so much.
Said it was nothing rude. Promise. Thank you to Solange for her very touching reading in the church. Tash and I have really appreciated all your support. We've also got you a small gift to say thank you if you'd like to come up. Go on, let me sneak around. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. The fantastic Page Boys, our nephews, Theo, Max, Noah, and George. I think you guys stole the show. Sorry, Tash. We also have the guys from Dr. Strangelove, who came all the way from Liverpool, who will be putting on an epic show for you this evening. Anton doing the sound and lighting, the guys are at the back. Cheers, guys. And of course, our caterers, Jersey Kitchen. I think you can agree, Tony, Helen, and the team have done a brilliant job today. The food and wine has been fantastic. Thank you very much. Also, a special thanks to our photographer, Britta, and our videographers, Callum and Bradley, for capturing our day. Cheers, guys. There are so many more thank yous to give, and we would hate to miss anyone. So can we have a round of applause for everyone that has been involved in making our day so special? Right. Oh, yeah. And of course, I'm saving the best till last. Tasha, where do I find the words to tell you to say how much I love you and how happy I am I can now call you my wife? Words can't describe how beautiful you look today. Just knowing I'm sharing the rest of my life with you makes me so incredibly happy. We've been planning this wedding for well over a year now. I say we. Of course, Tasha did most of the work. That's one of the best things about being a man, is that weddings do seem to just plan themselves. So on to the story of how Tasha and I met. Some of you already know we met on a dating site called Plenty of Fish. Big shout out to those guys, by the way, as without them, I wouldn't be sitting here today with my beautiful wife sharing this amazing day with all our families and closest friends. I do have to be honest, I was a little skeptical about the whole online dating thing to begin with. But in the end, I thought, you know, why the hell not? And if I hadn't gone to that site, you know, you could have been one of those fish that slipped through the net. Sorry. Cheap puns. Plenty more, don't worry. Sorry, I've just lost where I'm at now. No, in all seriousness, in Tinder terms, thanks for swiping right. Anyway, one evening, I had an interest in my profile from Tasha, so I reciprocated back, and just like that, we started messaging each other. I knew fairly early on this was something special. We just clicked with one another, we would make each other laugh all the time, and our conversations just flowed, and we'd message till the early morning until we'd actually just pass out from sheer tiredness. We finally managed to meet face to face a month or so after. Tash was on her Christmas works due, so you can imagine she was a little tipsy. So I went to pick her up, and we ended up driving around for hours talking all sorts of nonsense, probably due to Tash's alcohol consumption. As we got to know each other more, I learned that not only do we share the same love of music, but also the same sense of humour. In fact, we later found out that we shared some mutual friends too, who I understand are actually going to try and hook us up. Cheap pun again, sorry. It's disgusting. They say not to be cliche in speeches, but to be honest, I have no other way of expressing how I feel. So, guys, feel free to block your ears, stick your fingers down your throat, as I'm sure this next part will make you want to be sick anyway. In the 4 years we've known each other, you have already changed my life in so many wonderful ways. You're the most thoughtful, kind, loving person who always thinks of others before yourself. I know it's just going to get even better from here. I can't wait to start sharing this next exciting chapter with you. I love you more than words can express, and I look forward to spending the rest of my life with you. So, on that grossly soppy romantic gesture, and if you aren't all feeling queasy, I'd like you all to raise your glass one last time for the bride. To the bride. Thank you, everyone. Cheers.
Wow, what a speech. I think whilst we're up, we should all just give another round of applause to everyone who's spoken today, because speeches have been fantastic. Okay, so that's it for now. Yep, I know. I've been told my rules, don't worry. Yep, there's going to be some cake cutting in about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. So I will let you know in advance so that you can get your photo spot ready. I know everyone likes to take pictures of that. So stay tuned. I'll let you know shortly.
when he gives me a nod to...